XS Shafeta Hussein, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sita with Lebo and Tato Rambedi. Today's going to be a banger. We're hitting the heart. We are talking to men. And ladies, please keep tuned. You guys are the majority of our audience. We need you guys to take all this information, tell your fathers, tell your stepfathers, tell your little brothers, your cousins, even your boyfriends how to improve themselves. Because we have a goal, we have a vision,
a mandate
to make men better. That is what we're trying to do. And the only way men listen is not through us, unfortunately, but it is through you guys. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Today is very, very tough. We're talking about certain heartbreak men go through and they never speak about it. A heartbreak that a man goes through when he has a friendship with another man. As time goes, as you get older, friends disappear. I think this happens to women too. But men, unfortunately, because my girlfriend always says this, because we have, because we're avoidant, we don't deal with the emotions and what's currently happening. So today's going to be a big one. If you guys are unfamiliar with the, you know, the format of the podcast, what happens is that we have a ghost lady behind us who reads the story, stories from you guys, so that we can speak about things that are happening in real time.
Wait, where can they submit their stories, by the way?
Yeah, things that are happening in real time. You can submit your stories on email. You can DM us on Seated With. Literally, just go to our bios. We've got all types of things. You can email, I think it's studio@rambedimedia.co.za, or you can do info@rambedimedia.co.za, or you can just hit up Seated With. If you guys are not aware with what we do, I am a lifestyle content creator. Lebo is a comedy content creator alongside movie reviews. And we are very passionate about just creating content and just tackling the South African market. So please do follow us in our individual capacities. We do a lot of things and it's a lot of fun. They have Instagram and TikTok. Before we get into the story, which is actually such a painful story, because I read it before this episode.
I haven't seen it.
I wanted to just familiarize myself with what's going on so I can also come prepared. And yo, this brother is not okay. This brother is not okay, and I understand him and I relate to him. But before we get into that, let's get into our favorite segment, which is
How are you?
How are you doing?
I have a shout out here. Sandy Graham, the mother of Aubrey Drake Graham. Oh my God, the day they impregnated you, it was the best day of my life. Because wow, like we finally got Iceman. I have to speak about it. I don't even care about how I am. I don't care about how, care about Drake right now. Iceman is out. Iceman. I'm a huge Drake fan, so I that's how I am. You know what I mean? Drake really did say, I put that man in manifesting. So, you know, that's how we're living this year. You know what I mean? Whatever Drake says, you know what I mean? That's how we're living this year. But yeah, a couple of his bars, though, they were a bit, I'm too broke to understand what he says. So, but, so work on that. But other than that, okay. How are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm happy that it's Friday. So usually we record Seated on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Today's Friday. Ach, man. I think this might even become our new shooting day. Okay, it's not. I just really enjoy shooting on a Friday because Fridays I'm so relaxed. Shoulders are dropped. I'm wearing my brother's shades today because my glasses broke, unfortunately. And you guys know about my eyes. My eyes are very
sensitive. Just say you want to look cool. Stop talking about my eyes.
No, but it's
and like, you look nice, by the way.
It's a real chat. Thank you.
Can you get some fire emojis? Come on, man. How about me and Tato have been looking amazing on this podcast? What?
No. There's been a...
Haircuts. Yeah. We are clean. We are schooned.
We're coming with respect.
We're coming to your house with respect. Because we know you open the laptop in your house.
And we know that there's women and ladies watching. So we also want to come, you know, looking
prepared,
accordingly.
You
understand? Also, thank you so much for your guys' feedback. I think we posted a snippet. And someone said that I don't finish my thought. So I appreciate that because then that allows me to finish my entire sentence and then start a new sentence.
Oh, wow. I see you've been practicing in the
mirror. And use a comma when I need to, or just use a full stop. So I appreciate it. Otherwise, I'm good, man. I'm healthy. I was telling CT in the morning today that like my favorite times in the month are the second of the month up until the 14th. Those are the months where I don't owe anybody money.
Oh, yeah.
From the 15th, I have to pay Tabang. From the 20th, I have to pay Bali and Ruby. And then it's me on the 25th, and then it's Kenya on the 1st. So I had peace.
Do you see which name wasn't mentioned? What name is missing?
On the 1st.
In the most unpaid... unpaid worker. But I get what you're saying. It's your favorite time.
So I was really enjoying that period, man. It felt so freeing. I just got to, you know... Now it's like, hey...
All the bills are coming.
All the bills are coming in fast. On the first also rent for the studio. So I was just there like, hey, when am I?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a dope one, Miss Producer. Can you please, yo, look at Miss Producer.
Wrong show, bro.
Wrong show. Wrong show. Ghost Lady, make sure you don't sue us. Take it away.
Sure, gents. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I need your perspective on something we don't really talk about as men. Friendship breakups, or I guess friendship fade outs in adulthood. I'm 27, living in Joburg, and lately I've been feeling incredibly lonely, even though I technically have a lot of friends. Back in varsity, my core group of guys, there were four of us, did absolutely everything together. We were at every groove, shared meals, and literally knew everything about each other's lives.
Yeah.
Now that we're pushing our late 20s, the dynamic has completely shifted.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp group is basically a graveyard.
Ish.
Unless there's a football match or someone sharing a meme. Everyone is busy building their careers, spending time with their partners, or just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I've realized the effort had become entirely one-sided. The tipping point was last month. I tried to organize a simple chillers at my place. Nothing crazy, just meat on the braai, some drinks, and FIFA. Mm. I put it on the group chat 2 weeks in advance. Two of them bailed on the Saturday morning, saying they were too tired from the week or they had plans with their girlfriends.
Fair.
The one guy who did show up spent half of the time on his phone.
Loser.
What?
Sorry.
What hurts the most isn't even the cancelled plans. It's the lack of depth. When we do finally manage to grab a beer, the conversations are so surface level.
Ish.
It's all about cars, crypto, or who got a promotion. If I try to be open and say, gents, I'm actually really stressed right now, it gets awkward. You just get a pat on the back and ish, tough times, brah.
Ish.
And the topic changes.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm mourning a brotherhood that hasn't officially ended, but it's just not the same. My question for you guys is, how do you navigate the transition from varsity friends to adult friends? Mm. Do I confront my boys about the lack of effort and depth? Or do I accept the season of our friendship is over and start adjusting my expectations?
Mm.
Thanks, Queen. On the mic. Thanks, Queen, on the mic.
Hey, level.
Not Queen on the message.
Hey, level. Yeah, tough one, bro. That for me, like I said, I read it before we started the podcast. That really hurt me when I read that because
yeah,
I went through like exactly that. And it's a painful thing to go through.
It is.
I feel like, you know, when you have so much proximity in university to your friends, you're able to do everything with them. Like he said, you share meals, you hang out, you do everything together. And then as you grow older, responsibilities increase. Now it's not just semester tests and exams and marks, but it's now like
dating
bills.
Finance.
Yeah, yeah, dating, finance. Literally, that's a great summary. So for me, I resonate with his pain. I think it's very, very tough. And I think women go through the exact same thing.
Definitely,
They just maybe have a little bit more of an emotional connection. So guys, obviously, our conversations can be very surface level.
Yeah.
But women, and guys, please correct me if I'm wrong, women at least, like...
No, you're right.
Even after university, they can still speak about deep things.
Yeah, because keep in mind, the other day, like last year, I remember I was speaking to my girlfriend's on the phone of her friend, right? And she was there like, oh, like which date works for you? Can we do December the 3rd on the 10 a.m.? Yeah. What? And I'm just like, yo, so much intention into this, like planning. Me and my bros, it's yo, on the day. Yo, what are you doing? I'm on the toilet. I'm outside. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
definitely I relate to the story as well. I feel like I lost a very, very good friend.
Yeah.
One of my best friends. We're cool now, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I can relate to how painful this situation feels. He's even trying to invite everybody to his place.
Yeah. And you can hear he's the one that's actually holding the group chat together.
Yeah.
I think many people at home know how that feels like.
Yeah. Which is crazy because it's like you're invested into the friendship group, but the friendship group isn't invested in you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're invested into themselves.
Yeah.
So it goes into saying like, yo, what type of friend should you be in that season? I don't think it's a thing of like your friendship is over. It's like, what type of friend should you transition into?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we'll break that down as time goes because that's a very nice, that's the answer to the
Yeah,
to the
I definitely think that's the
answer. But I think this all is rooted in proximity.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think in university, the people that you have around you are always so close to
yeah.
you. So I have a question for you. In university and during that proximity, do you think that guys actually have deep conversations, actually care about each other, actually worry about the person
yes.
next to them?
Yes.
Or is it a matter of thing of like, is it a thing that like I'm going to see you every day, so I'm going to just enjoy your personality?
You know, like when I'm thinking about the question you're asking me, I'm thinking about like the love that you hold in a relationship and the love that you hold in a friendship, right? Yeah. The love you hold, like, and for guys, it's so crazy. The love you hold for a woman, it's like, it's such soft love. It's like, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
I hope that you do good. Yeah. I hope that men love. It's like, I'll die for you, brother. Someone slaps you in the face, I'm in. We're fighting together.
Yeah.
Dude, you my brother. Yeah. The word brother comes out a lot in yeah. male friendship. This like army feel, the soldier feel that like you are my accomplice in this like war that is life. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's very deep for men.
That's a really good analogy.
And once we allow you into this circle of like soldiers and et cetera, it's like that relationship is like one of a kind. I don't explain it. It's one of a kind. And in university, it's one of a kind because you also wake up, good morning, hi, good night. You know what I mean? You in each other's like daily bubble to such a large extent. Like
yeah.
they know everything about you. Even when you shower, they know when you shower. They know when you ate.
Yeah.
They know when you're going to. You know what I mean?
I know. I remember with my client and Lucas, like every time like trying to pull up, we'd be like, hey. Protex, because you even know the soap the brew uses.
Yeah.
Because you can smell yes. the soap. It's like, it's that
yes,
type of a relationship. That,
yes. Or you yes. go to like a spaza shop and you take a snack for your brew because you know him
yeah.
so well.
He
you're
prefers
like,
the barbecue.
Yeah, he prefers this. Yeah. You know him so well. Like, you guys are like,
yeah.
Like this. You're connected. And then, of course, life
happens. Have you ever been that friend who is on this, like this guy, like is on the guys, come on, let's link.
No.
Group chat, let's go on.
No.
I've been that guy.
You've been that guy. I'll never be that guy because I believe that as a man, you must have your own life. Your friends are kind of like an accessory, but they're not the main feature.
But isn't it confusing when the group chat used to be you guys constantly talking?
Yes, definitely.
And then now it's like you're used to that thing. And then as you're trying to continue it, now it's like people aren't as responsive anymore.
Yeah, I definitely. Okay, so that goes into effort.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? That's a conversation of effort. It's like, that is this guy's friend showing up for him?
Are they matching his energy?
Are they matching his energy? No, they're not.
They've clocked out.
But why?
Because they've prioritized other things.
Yes. Which is good, bro. You need to prioritize. You know, there are certain people on this. There are certain people on this earth that will prioritize their friends over majority of their lives.
Yeah.
A guy will have 50 rand. In his account, for example. Oh, let me say 150 in his account. Yeah. And if his Bruella needs 50 bucks, he might even send that 50. He loves, like I'm trying to explain like the intensity of
yeah.
this male friendship that males have. And I think, do you think women have that like intensity?
I think so. I think 100%. I think it just comes out in different ways as you explained in the beginning.
Yeah.
But like to my point, this guy was so accustomed to a certain type of communication and effort. And now, of course, life becomes busy. And then I think when life becomes busy, we start prioritizing survival, which is your rent, paying for your car,
yeah.
taking out your girlfriend and your partner, and then obviously your work life, because the people that you work with 9 to 5 becomes yeah. like your family because you see them so often. But I think that as people, we need to put in the same effort into our friendships, because at the end of the day, when you strip us of everything, money, everything, all we have is the connections around us.
Is it possible?
And though? I think it is possible.
I don't think so.
I think his friends could make they just don't want to. They could make a simple effort of saying, hey, brother, responding. Hey, brother, can make it. A simple effort of prioritizing that Saturday. Okay, he's planning a braai. He wants us together. Let me put it into my calendar and then make sure the night before I'm not getting tired for the next day.
Yeah.
The same way we can prioritize our Mondays on a Sunday, because we know Monday is a work day. Sunday, yeah. we can't go too hard. That same of effort and intentionality should exist within male friendships post-university.
Right.
Because the sad thing that I've seen with the older generation is that our parents don't have friends.
Yeah, our parents don't have friends.
And I don't think they are happy.
Even if it's because I've met a lot of people whose parents that do have friends, that do yeah. have friends, it'll be like one
yeah.
or two. It won't yeah. be like a group or a squad of people.
Yeah,
so I hear what you're saying, and yeah, like that's same in having that same intention. I hear you, but my boy once said to me, "Man, it's like," he said to me that, I hear you guys, like, maybe I'm not a good friend to you guys, but you guys don't hold me tight at night. You guys don't cuddle me.
Even that that comparison is quite toxic. Yeah, bro. I just feel like guys keep using that excuse of like, you don't hold me warm at, you don't hold me at night. You don't do these things.
It's true.
Yes, but then those two things shouldn't be compared, right? So, of course, you should prioritize your romantic partner.
Yes.
Because that's your life partner.
Yes.
That's who you're tackling life. And then your expenses become your expenses. Your pain is their pain. You're going to bring up kids together. Of course, that must be your priority. Yes. That should be your 70%. Mm. Or let's say your 40%.
Whatever, yeah.
I feel like if your partner is 40%, your friend should be 30%. Because having male friendships gives you something that your romantic partner will never, ever give you.
Which is?
Like, a certain, like, I don't explain it now, but it's like...
Brotherhood or what?
Yeah, when I'm with my girlfriend, it's like I'm a protector. And then she is an emotional person giving me emotions. And we are giving each other that pay. When I'm with my brothers, we are fighters.
Yeah.
Like, we're tackling this work thing. We're tackling this life thing. Like, even if you start gymming with a friend, like, my friends are so aspirational and so motivational. It's like, okay, bro, let's do this. Like, I feel like friends give you a certain thing that a brother gives you. And that is so important. And if we don't prioritize that thing... we lose that thing in its entirety. And when you lose that thing, it's like you're losing a certain part of life that is so beautiful because you're prioritizing other things.
What is the leniency that we give to friends that we don't, that we give to partners that we don't give to friends? So like with your partner can mess up, she can fight, you guys can fight, you'll make up. But with friends, it's a bit more strict. Why is it that like if we beef as friends, one fight, it's done. It might be the end of the friendship.
I think it depends on the friendship. I know, like, for example, like...
that's the majority of people, though.
Everybody knows my OGs. Like, my OGs are Matladi,
yeah,
Lucas,
everybody knows. Internet knows,
Best, Tron. Those are my dons. Like, with those guys, bro, like, when we used to fight, like, we would talk it out.
Yeah.
Like, when we used to fight, we would talk it
I'm
out.
I'm not used
we,
to that.
We'd get through it. Like, if I'm I didn't miss something Matladi did, like, yes, he isn't the most confrontational person, but, like, we would figure it out. Yeah. So I think that is possible. And those are, like, people that I had since 15.
Yeah.
Until, like...
2015. Until now, you're right, 2015, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. 2015. You get what I'm saying? So it's, like, a long... even, like, Emmanuel. Like, I've got a friend who I've been friends with since grade 8. And that guy, like, whenever we don't agree with something, we squash, we speak about it.
Yeah.
Even if I don't see him for 8 months, when I see him again, it's like I saw him last week. Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think that's my personal opinion. I resonate with this guy. I think guys need to make more of an effort to maintain friendships that they want. And then if you don't want that friendship anymore because you've outgrown it, which is also very okay, then it's what effort are you making towards communicating that I'm not going to be that friend I was in university. I think that's also a fair thing to do.
Yeah, it's fair. What everything you're saying is like 100% fair, but in practice, it doesn't go that way. I don't think so. I don't think
For example, if I was on that group chat, man, and that guy was like hitting us up all the time and everything, I'd give him a call and be like, bro,
we're busy.
Please don't misunderstand my silence for my lack of love for you. Like, you're my guy. I mess with you and everything. But like right now in my life, my focus is this. Yeah. So I can't be that friend who's going to be there for you every single day.
Yeah.
But when you need me, holler at me. I think that's something that's fair to do. I think I've never been the friend who mises, especially with my intimate circle.
Yeah.
I've always been the friend who is that guy, like resurrect the group chat and all these things.
I've been the friend who mises.
Okay, so let me tell you, as a friend who was mises, I would appreciate it if you had told me that you don't have as much time for me now.
Yeah.
Because if it was your romantic partner, you would have done that.
Now, I'd appreciate if you open your eyes and see that we have taxes, we have rent due, I have a partner that needs my love, I have a job that needs my attention.
Yeah.
My friendship with you is on a pause, but like you said, it doesn't mean there's a lacking of love for you, big boy. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you,
So it's like, why can I understand? Like, that's what I hate about this chop so much.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why can the friend? Because it's like low maintenance friends and high maintenance friends. That's basically what we're discussing.
Yeah.
There's a high maintenance, the person who's on the group, low maintenance, the person who doesn't need that much time. Why, as a low maintenance friend, can I understand that you have an existence outside of me, but you, as a high maintenance friend, can't understand your existence without me? Why can't you operate without me in your, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it brings us to this point where, like, men, and you mentioned earlier, like, guys know, okay, cool, I'm going to go to the spaza, I'm gonna buy this guy these Zimbas. Guys understand each other's like activities and they hobbies. Day by day and their hobbies and everything, but they don't understand each other's emotional worlds at all.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So my question to you is, why do you think guys are so willing to definitely like be a part of somebody's activities. Know what you do day by day. Know your toothbrush. Know the soap you use. Know what makes you happy when it comes to fun. But then I don't make an effort towards your emotional world.
Because that side doesn't bang. I'm not trying to hear my nigga crying over a hand. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Like, one of my boys recently was going through like a breakup type situation, etc. Mm. And you know, like we all like listening to the person, understanding their issue and etc. But you know what we as men do?
Yeah.
We gave him 105 motivational quotes. We just say like, ah, boy, my heart's broken. Boy, don't worry, bro. What's broken can be fixed.
Yeah.
The sun rises tomorrow. Mm. Ah, boy, hold here. Can you feel a beat? You're still with us.
Yeah.
Like all these motivational quotes, but none of us are like getting into the deep emotional, are you okay?
I think the issue there is, and guys, like this might be uncomfortable to hear. Women probably understand this thing. The issue there is that like, as brothers, man, when you present an issue to me, hey, my girlfriend is doing this, I don't know how to deal with all those emotions from a man. I've never had my father tell me about how he feels.
Really?
I've never had my uncles. I've never had my grandfather. I've never had a man tell me about his feelings and emotions.
Mm.
So default is, it's going to be okay, motivation.
Yeah.
But what we should be doing is, how does it make you feel, bro? Yeah.
Are you
like,
okay?
How does it affect you? Not even how you okay. Like if I say like, yo, dude, I'm fighting with my girlfriend. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. Why are you guys fighting?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you do it really well with me when it comes to like emotions.
No, I'm trained, but I'm saying that the normal male.
Yes, I get the point of this episode is
to train the
is to educate them on how they can be better friends to their guys.
What about
I was at a I can't remember what I was doing, man, but I was at a very like I was in a room with important people.
Yeah.
Very, very important people. Decision makers. And they were all saying that when they were speaking about their employees and their teams, they would say, like, yo, you see, when it comes to this person, I appreciate this person because they will ask you how you are and mean it with intention and want to know how you actually feel and be attentive. So I feel like because when you complain to me as a guy, I don't know how to respond. Because I don't know how to respond, how do I even have the courage to go and complain to you? Because I know that like how that's going to make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like I know if you speak to the guys, all they're going to be like, it's ish, hi day. Maybe it's not like that, but not unpack your feelings with you.
Yeah.
So as guys, like yes, we're these men and we need to move. And I believe in moving, bro. I believe in like, if you've got an issue, stand the fuck up and go.
Yeah.
Like life is not looking at you saying, oh, shame. Like get the fuck up and go.
Yeah.
But sometimes we do need to leave some space and ask our friends, why are they feeling like that? Why are they behaving like that? What's putting their thoughts in their mind? And how are they currently tackling it? Being that emotional support. I think a lot of guys might appreciate that, but because it's so foreign, it'll be difficult to apply or difficult to even hear. Like I'm sure if there's 1,000 guys watching this, 800 of them are saying, this nigga's always coming there with the
emotions.
With the emotions and the shit that he thinks. But that's the stuff that actually works.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that actually helped me grow my emotional intelligence and improve my quality of life. Like quality of life can't just be about your finances and business and your partner. It needs to be about all aspects of your life.
Yeah.
So how much effort are you making towards doing that? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I know that like the power of a how are you? And like, I've been wanting to be intentional with asking like, everyone, all of my team members, like, oh, how are you doing? No. Because this lady was saying, I remember now, she was saying that like, our boss, no matter what they do, once a month, we know that they're going to ask you like, how are you? And actually sit down with you, take you out for lunch and see like, how are you like doing? But I know that I've got some sort of resistance because it's so unfamiliar.
Yeah.
But I have to go and make that effort to break that resistance.
Yeah.
It's called corrective behavior. So like, if you're used to doing X, you need to keep doing more Y. And then that why becomes comfortable. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my two cents.
No, I'm hearing you. I understand it. I feel like, there's no comment I have for you because I feel like that's pretty much, you summarize what is, I agree with you basically.
So you've never,
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the same for female friendships?
No, I think they've clocked it, bro.
I don't think so. I think women friendships are like accessories.
Okay.
I said it.
Where's Ghost Lady?
I said it.
Ghost Lady.
I said it. I know that's gonna get clipped. I know that's gonna get clipped, but I said it. Some friendships for women are accessories. It's not a thing of like they care about each other, they just look nice to each other. They look nice together. They built this whole ideology that we're a duo or what, but in reality, you're doing it for the likes on Insta. You're doing it because
not everybody posts their thing. I'm telling you the truth, bro. I think you're exposed to a lot of people.
Out of all the female friendships I've seen. Nah, out of every 10, one is genuine. I said it, clip it. I said it.
I think you're exposed to
toxic people.
People in the influencer marketing space. Yes. You're exposed to content creators.
True.
So you obviously are going to be exposed to people that are posting actively.
True.
Like, for example, in Bali, who works with us, like, she has a good set of friends who she's had for the longest time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I struggled with friendships 3 years ago, I asked her, like, dude, how do you do? Like, do you see your friends? Because I don't see my friends. Let me finish. I don't see my friends. She goes, no, dude, like, I saw my friends yesterday. I'm going to see them on the weekend. There was even a friend that we didn't see, and me and this friend pulled up on that friend and went to go check on them. Like, there's intentionality, right? And she's not posting. She's not on Instagram stories. She's doing it because it's purely, like, a friendship.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, I said, 1 out of 10. Hmm? 1 out of 10. Like, I've seen so many female friendships be one competitive.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, you have this, I don't have this, I want this now.
Yeah.
I've seen female friendships be, like, performative.
Thank you.
It's a thing of, like, I want to be associated to you because you are associated to this. You're associated to a certain lifestyle, or you're associated to a certain nature of living, a standard of living.
But that's just okay. Continue.
And I've seen a lot. Dude, you don't peep.
No, I agree with you.
You don't peep these things now when you're chilling with people. No?
I get you, but you can't say 9 out of 10. And I also believe there's very genuine friendships out there.
So what is your number? Because I'm just speaking from my heart. Okay, that's why I said 1 out of 10. To dramatize it, to show you, to emphasize how the lacking of, like, I genuinely...
I think it's 50-50.
I genuinely, it's for me, when I see a female friendship, like, online, I'm like, wow, this is so rare to see. Like, I kid you not. I'm like, this is so rare to see. They still ride with each other for 2 years. Like, dude, female friends, they change also so fast. You just said to me, you've had the same friends since 2015. I've seen women change friends per year.
Yeah.
Heck, per month. I've seen people change. I'm going to go get a coffee date with Mang Mang. They've never met them.
Yeah, I think...
I'm telling you the truth.
Can we please get some women on this? And I'd like to hear Bali's take, if possible.
I can be wrong, by the way, guys. It's a podcast. It's an opinionated sport.
Answer the Ghostito. Just that our ghost lady's young.
And you can tell me I disagree. It's an opinionated sport. This podcasting is an opinionated sport.
Yeah. That's why I like, Ghost.
I think it's 50-50.
Oh, thank you for saying 50-50. Yeah.
It can't be that 9 times out of 10. Like, people are genuinely genuine out there. And the friendships that they have with their girls, it's not just about social media. It's not performative. It's genuine.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think half are genuine, half are fake as hell. My question to you is...
I'm glad you guys acknowledge the fake
side of it. It exists.
It does.
We're saying half of the women, yes.
So I'm not crazy what I'm saying.
You're crazy.
You're crazy for the number.
Yes, you're crazy for the number. For the ratio.
No, the number, of course, is to dramatic. It's to emphasize, like I said. But I
said,
know.
Guys, I know what I'm doing. I'm running a podcast.
No, clip it. Clip it, man. So I know what I'm saying.
I have a question there, dude. I think I'd really want to melt onto this too, if she's cool with that. But women become friends, as Lebo was saying, and they don't last long. I have my thoughts as to why they don't last long. Why do you guys think they don't last long?
I can tell you for free also.
Yeah, but
I've got the memo. So if your answers are wrong, I'll correct you.
Like Ruby.
When are you just dropping names? Don't say people in this too.
No, I'm saying Ruby must also come answer.
Okay, yeah.
But it's fine. Ruby, sit this one out.
In my experience, right? I think you already know the kind of person that I am, and I just have, like, a lot of love to give to, like, people, especially my girls. But then the fallouts that I've had, it wasn't we were friends for a year and then we just stopped being friends. For example, my high school friends. We were friends throughout high school. And then matric just started being shaky and all of these things. But
why?
Because there was four of us. Yeah. And in that four, there was the boss of the group.
Lawana. Already. Group leader.
Leadership.
Already my theory.
The lion, the conqueror.
Coming alive.
Yeah,
my theory of what I was saying is coming alive.
Yes, continue there. So,
obviously, our perspective and mindset from grade 8 to grade 12, it's very different.
It's changing.
It's
tough to be led now by someone who you can't lead.
Oh.
Sorry, continue.
So from grade 8, it's like, okay, this is just how she is, whatever, it's fine. Mm. And then matric, it's like, no, and like, or half, you can't be treating me like this. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, I have my own boundaries. I can stand up for myself. But then because she didn't like that, then it's like, okay, then we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
If I speak.
So you barked too loud.
If I speak.
You barked too loud. And that dog said, what? Are you barking louder than me? Mbali, what do you think? Before we unpack. The question was,
why do you think female friends fall out?
Yes, like what's the leading cause?
And the other one wants to be better than the other one sometimes.
Wow! My theory coming alive.
I think from my experience, yes, when you're younger, friendships have a different dynamic. From what the previous answer was, sometimes it is a thing of someone is leading the pack.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially when you get older, you realize that people do actually seek community.
Yeah.
And community is important with friendships. 100%. So friendships change. I think that what Lebo was saying is for maybe people who are a bit younger, but the older you get, you realize that you really do need authentic friendships.
Mm. I definitely agree with that.
And sometimes the fallout happens because we really don't make time for one another. Mm. So it goes back to what Tata was saying is, you really have to make the effort to show up for your friends, because that part of your life is important. It's not just your partner and your finances. The part of having friendships, whether guy or girl, changes you as a person. It pushes you as a person. So you do need that part in your life.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of the answers.
Yeah, same.
Because I think, okay, now you go for it. I've been chopping.
No, you haven't been chopping. I was the one who just said what my statement.
No, I agree. I think when it comes to women friendships, there's always, and this is what I'm used to seeing, there's always one person who has the desired ideal life, right? Then there's a person who is on the way to that life, right? So it exists. So I've got the life, on the way to the life. Then you have the one that has the life, trying to teach this one that desires the life how to get the life, trying to put them on, help them and everything. And then this one gives emotional safety, whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then what happens is, this fool that was giving the life builds this person starts becoming better than them. So now they used to be the queen of doing voice shows on a Friday night. She used to do 15 voice. Now this one can do 20 without breaking a sweat. Now she starts feeling like, ish, this person who I was nurturing is now becoming better than me. I don't know how I feel about that. Do you get what I'm saying? And then it becomes very competitive when it comes to every other aspect of life. Relationships, money, how you look, how you do your hair, how you do your makeup, how you talk to boys, how you behave around guys. You guys start analyzing each other and you guys become super, super fans and haters of each other. Women truly despise each other, in my opinion. Like, they don't mess with each other. And then they watch each other. And this might be hard to hear, but this is what I think. They watch each other so much to see what that person is doing. And then it swaps the other way. Watch that person. Then you're watching each other. So, and you become so obsessed with what other person is doing. Then you forget about yourself. You lose yourself. And then you're competing.
Yeah, I want to use the right word. It's vindictive. Women are vindictive. It's an adjective used to describe a person, action, or tone characterized as unforgiving, malicious, desire to seek revenge, or cause pain to someone who's perceived to have done them wrong.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is that, to summarize. What my co-anchor has just said, he basically just said there's two components in a friendship, and this also exists for men.
Yeah.
Aspiring and jealousy. Sometimes your jealousy overwhelms. Mm. You want to become like Tato drives a BMW. Now I walk. Oh man, Tato, I hate Tato. How can he drive that beauty from BMW? Why can't I have a BMW? When Tato talks to me, I get, I am so angry because Tato drives a BMW. I don't drive a BMW. Because why? I aspire.
Yeah, you aspire, yeah.
I aspire to be you.
Yeah.
But I'm not you. I must live in my own lane. That's the thing that women, that's where it gets like,
yeah.
I feel like women don't have that fluctuation because they're so honest. They're so honest emotionally.
And I think women, from the social media breakups that I've seen from women, is that women hate, they built this association together. They post every single story, and this can be interpreted into real life too.
Yeah.
They post every single story together, every reel together. They're in each other's everything.
Just like guys.
Even in real life. They walk in together. They chill together. They come to parties together. Now when I see Lebo and I'm like, where's Tato? You're getting mad. How are you getting mad? You've made me view you as a duo or as a trio. So I think that also hurts women quite a bit. So then imagine if you and I are fighting, someone asks you, where's Tato?
Yeah.
Or now you're seeing Tato.
My identity is...
Yeah, is associated to Tato.
Yeah.
Women don't like that thing, but it's like, dude, that's all you've ever shown us. So of course we're going to do that thing.
Say they don't like that thing. But I do think everybody wants to shine as a person.
Everyone wants to be an individual.
Yeah. But I want to ask you something now. So, because we're missing one more component of why friendships end.
Yeah.
It's the opposite sex also being included into the friendships. So for male breakups, not in majority, but sometimes, it's because of a girl.
Leading cause.
Female friendships.
Sometimes. A woman will betray each other for a man.
Aye.
Niggas will betray each other for a... Guys, also guys. Guys, also, guys, where's...
Oh! Compared to a counterpart, a woman can cut off everybody she knows, even her father, her mother, for a man. And I've seen it happen. I can tell you how it happens.
Yeah.
Because men are, and this is also a man's fault, because men can be too controlling.
100%.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not blaming women in that regard, because some women really get into this trap of a relationship where they're not even allowed to exist outside,
like a cult
of the relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like I said, this is a very important, because this is, I feel like, the number, like one of the number, like top 10 reasons of friendship breakup is because of the opposite sex. A guy enters the friendship, you both like him. What happens? We as gents, a girl, we both like the girl, but we both friends. What happens? Why should I get the chance to claim this woman more than you?
Mm.
That's when the friendship hierarchy starts to show. That's when it starts to say, I'm the hood man.
Yeah.
I can have who I want. You're not the hood man, my man. You can have whoever I don't want. I'm telling you, friendships are like this.
I've never experienced that
before. And let you both be attractive. Oh my gosh.
It's tricky.
It's a tricky one. At least if one of you is not attractive, we can say, okay, it's because of the score. If both of you are attractive, it becomes a competition. And competing against your friend is dangerous territory, because why? The aspiration, the jealousy comes.
Let me ask, have you guys ever competed, like, because I don't know where labels put it.
You know what? Do you know what they say? No. But have you seen it?
Okay, have you ever competed or have you seen it?
I've seen it directly in my circle.
In a healthy circle, did you mention earlier, Tatone? Thank you. Ghost? Spoko? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you are blessed.
You've never, ever, ever seen it?
You've never seen anyone compete for a person?
You've never seen someone like the same person?
That
even in high school, it happens a lot in high school.
High school, university, life. Life in general, bro.
Not really, no.
Not really?
No.
You know, if I speak on this mic, I might get canceled.
You know what's the funniest thing ever, ne?
I need to think.
Oh! Sorry, I just saw somebody. You know what's the funniest thing ever, ne? and like, I think you posted about this, or someone posted about this, but...
If I speak.
Book a room. Put somebody, get a room. Get an Airbnb, get a room. Put four girls, put five guys. Put four girls. Sorry. Get a room. Put four girls. And two guys, watch how those four women show you their true colors. Like when you isolate a room and there's, and you make men the minority, so like they become the prize, and then there's ample, you know, people to win the prize. You get to see how a woman, you get to see how your sister really is.
If you want to know like a woman's real character, invite her to a braai with other girls.
Mm.
And you will see.
You know what we used to do in university? Hey, guys, this is when I was young. Né? Please don't take this anyway. But
don't take this anyway.
No, I'm saying like don't.
Why would you say that on a podcast?
Like I'm saying, don't make it malicious. Don't like keep it and make it malicious. But it's like, so me and my boys back in university, bro, we used to love hosting in my apartment, and we used to love meeting new girls all the time.
Yeah.
So like we would have many different squads of groups of girls. Like I even knew, okay, there's that group, there's this group, this. I think every guy was like this. So now what we would do is that whenever we would host, we were a squad of like four, me, Matladi, Lucas, whoever best. And then we'd invite Tron, Dreds, Hala, Tala, like invite some dons.
Yeah.
And then we would then invite a group of girls that has like maybe five girls. Then they enter first. Mm. Then we invite another four that comes after an hour. And mind you, we've been having the best time of our life with those five girls.
Watch the smiles disappear.
Now when the new girls come, it's now new.
Yeah.
Not that they're pretty, it's new. Not all the guys' attention shifts from boom, bye, little Ruby to boom, bye, yeah. Little Tubby Sang. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
I know. And you, in that moment, it goes from, you know, like, then you hear silence. You can hear the hubbly sound.
Yes. Now I'm not done.
Woman is talking.
Now I'm not done. So now that group of girls is done. So now these two are already fighting.
Yeah.
Now you see women now protect themselves. You know, women make themselves safe with their body. Yeah, posture, leg over the thing, cover the, you know, internal organs for safety. Then we invite the third group of girls.
Ellie blind, Lena.
I'm not done.
There's four.
Now the third group of girls come. Maybe they like a squad of three.
Okay.
But the ones that come in, the ones that come late are usually the cream of the top of the...
Yeah. That's how long they took to get ready.
I understand what I'm saying. That's the kind of with the bust down, Samantha, bust down. Don't bust down, Papa. Not a... You know what I'm saying?
And the other you were telling, hurry up to the party. Yes. She's in her Ben and Betty, chilling on the couch.
You know what I'm saying?
In a cozy fit.
They want to come when it's lit. Because they're used to being around lit niggas. Because yeah. They're so fly. Because when women are fly, they have this...
Yeah.
They have this thing where they know they've got options because they can get a text. Tabo texted me, Lebo texted me. What are you doing, Chomi?
Send a text now. And,
get me.
Yeah.
So then they come. And then eventually, like, what happens that the guys are trying squad one, maybe they fail squad two, they fail squad three. Then they start calling up their own, you know, their own little flings. Mm. It's a party. But then the energy between the woman and the guys, they become so nice to you.
Yeah.
When you give them a moment to speak to them, they are nicer to you. They engage you versus if it was just the first squad.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're super nice to you. But then the way they behave to the other woman, oh man, it's like they're treating an ex-convict who just got out of a meta sentence.
Vindictive, an adjective used to describe a person, action, or tone characterized by unforgiving, malicious desire to seek revenge or cause pain to someone who is perceived to have done them wrong.
Yeah.
Vindictive.
Vindictive, yeah. And I, you know, I don't really like coming onto this podcast and like...
shaming women and...
talking about women in a negative way and all these things. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to speak about my... experiences, and I'm also trying to show you ladies like how we view certain things.
Yeah.
So don't think that we're chilling in the room and we see four other squads and you being snacks too, and but we're not seeing them.
They think they're the goal take down woman.
You understand?
Because there's this. I'm just saying. I love that you just said that now, because this is obviously seated with you guys.
Yeah.
So if you guys have like a different opinion, you're like, hey, Lebo, I hear your booty, but you're wrong about this. Please inform me, because we are here to learn. We are here to learn.
100%.
But I'm so glad we got to answer that, the differences, because I had a lot on my chest about friendship. I had a lot.
Yeah, bro, it's tricky. Lot. I also feel like, I don't like doing that. I also feel like, and guys, if this, understand, offense is taken, not given. Let's just make that very clear.
Mm.
So if I say something and then you feel offended, you took that offense because somehow it related to you.
Mm.
If it doesn't agree with you, you can then... easily say, oh yeah, I've seen that happen before and not feel attacked.
Sure, sure.
I mean, Joyce Malema does this whenever he's speaking to like white people. I think there was a TikTok snippet that I saw. Some white person is like, yo, why do you keep speaking about negativity to white people? And this guy's like, dude, I'm talking to white people that are doing wrong. If you feel attacked, then are you doing wrong? That's just my point. I feel like women aren't real in their friendships too. That 50%. They're not real with what they're wanting to do with the friendship.
They are real.
No, they're not being real.
I think they are real. They are real.
I don't think they're being real.
That's where we disagree.
I don't think they're being real. I think when I say real, I mean like the intention of friendship.
No.
The intention to love and care.
No, they want the sisterhood. They want everything, but it just doesn't transform into that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
It's like the jealousy, the aspiration is what gets in the way of... Because, Kima, bro, no one wants to be friends with someone they don't want to be friends with. I mean, come on, like, let's be real.
Yeah.
We... take certain characteristics from people, then we like, I like this, I like that, let's become friends. Then you say, okay, let's build on our common liking, what we built on that. Maybe there's something I don't know about you. Oh, let me try that about you, etc. But it gets to a point where now you've elevated past my elevation. And that's when...
it becomes tricky.
That's when it becomes...
I can hear that.
Disconnected.
I think
it's not that I didn't want to have a real sisterhood or I didn't have a real brotherhood. You know what I
think?
I mean?
I think when I think I use real in the wrong sense. I think like when the jealousy, like for me, I find it so weird when there's like a lot of jealousy and anger between any type of friendship.
Why?
And then it's not,
why?
You know what I'm saying? No. Not that the anger and the jealousy is wrong.
Okay.
I think it's wrong when it exists and it's not spoken about.
Yeah.
Now it's like we've been laughing every time we see each other, and then it's like,
yeah,
behind their back you're talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's not right. Like, you should communicate when you don't like something.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen with my female friends, like, they will talk shit about like a certain girl, and then when they see them, it's, hey, Chomi, your hair, oh my gosh, Chomi, you know, you always, then it's like, dude, aren't you upset at that person? So that's what I mean when I'm saying they're not real.
Yeah, like, it's performative. Like I said, about yes. Performative thing.
Let me even say it. They are vindictive.
Vindictive.
Let me use the word of the day.
Vindictive.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, that is us, man. Yeah. Really appreciate that episode. So the person who tuned in, who gave us the story, bro, we appreciate you.
Definitely.
I think to give you some advice, because this is about you, brother. I think it's very important for you to also see what's happening. I was sitting with a mentor yesterday. Well, so I wasn't a mentor. We're shooting for a client. We've got a new client, GCO. And we're talking about like young people starting businesses and all these things. Mm. And he was like, bro, you need to, before you do anything, you need to validate the market.
Mm.
So you need to, if you're trying to sell shoes, you need to get 2-3 sales
mm.
and see what's happening. So my brother, within your friendship and the WhatsApp group, the market is not validated anymore.
Mm.
There's no ability for you to have friendship. There's no response to friendship. So now it's up to you to see that the market is not validated. Maybe take a step back and make new friends. I've made a lot of new friends ever since I started, ever since I left university. Even like the comment section, it's like, where's Lucas? Those people are still my boys and we're cool, but now it's a low maintenance relationship and I see them when I see them. Do you get what I'm saying? But then my new circle is people that are like personally bukhunse. And even them, they exist and they became my co-workers, but then they couldn't give me certain things that I wanted. Then I made even new friends in the business space who then give me what I need. Then you see me making friends with Raymond, and then Raymond introduces me to this person. And I feel like that is
the way to go.
The trajectory of life. It's like, are you being validated? Are your feelings being seen? Is that itch being scratched? If not, it's okay to step away. I always say, guys, in relationships, you should just break up if it's not working. Same thing with friends. Don't break up, but then realize what's happening and don't be the body, bro. Because right now you're being the body. Not to offend, but you're being the body because you're that girl who has tough skin and you keep giving that guy a chance. Mm. And every time he's there, you're happy that he's there. But when he's not there, you're like, I wish he was there.
I think my advice is a bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for me, it's like my brother, the person who sent the message, the story, the message, just work on your hierarchy of needs. You feel me? You can't expect, as people, we expect the energy we give to come back to us.
Mm.
When in reality, we can't expect, like how I treat people is not necessarily, there's no entitlement that they're going to treat me like that back. But yeah. We always expect that thing. Let's look at our brothers in our group chats and say, okay, what is their hierarchy of need? God, relationship, work, this, that, this. If yours is God, friends, you see your hierarchy of needs is, It must balance towards the friendship.
And they must match. No?
It must match. Mm-hmm. So don't place people above what they need to be.
Especially if they didn't ask to
do. Especially if they haven't asked you to do.
Yeah. That. But I mean, in a situation, it is different because he came from a space where the hierarchy of needs were matched.
Yes.
Now there was a transition.
Yes. But so now he needs to transition his hierarchy of needs. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
And view his friend's new hierarchy of needs.
Yes. And also, bro, people change. People grow. They might not grow to be a strawberry that you eat. They might grow to become an orange or worse, an onion. But at the end of the day, people will grow.
Yeah.
It's up to you to say to yourself, can I exist with an onion?
Yeah.
Or can I exist with an orange? Can I exist with a strawberry? What type of friends can I exist with, as you were saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And get those type of friends. I started to say business,
yeah.
Friends, family, what like. You get what I'm saying? So that's my advice to you. And I really hope that you enjoyed that.
Also, just to give you some context, because this guy could also be in the wrong. Né? I want to do a quick story about me.
Yeah, I really said how he's in the wrong.
Yeah, because he could be in the wrong. I just don't know if he is. With me, university, breakout, content, sharp, push 6 months, sharp, make friends with Khunte, you guys, get introduced to the club lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now my weekends and Fridays is clubbing, right? So I'm inviting my friends who used to just chill, Brian, relax, be in a little house party to this foreign place, and then now in the club, and now I'm expecting them to pay like 1,000 rand, 1.5 to contribute towards the bill. And then that's how I then go out and have fun.
Mm.
So now I was the person in the group chat who was saying, guys, listen, but then the thing I was inviting them to
doesn't correspond
to somebody who isn't who we were at the time.
Does it, it's not in the hierarchy of needs.
Exactly. And also it affects their budget. It's not like, oh, if I see Tato, how much money is leaving my account?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it's also like, you must also understand, like, where are you and your friends? What are you doing? How do you deem fun? Yes, now in this moment, you try to do a braai. But the fact that you even mentioned that you did something chilled and you said, let's do a braai, might show or hint to the fact that your other approaches aren't just a braai.
Mm.
Maybe you usually make them go to the club, go to bars, yeah, in environments around many girls. And you keep speaking about their partners. You never mentioned your girlfriend.
Mm.
So now, a single guy, it's tough for him to be friends with the person he's dating because your values and systems change. So also reevaluate yourself and try and understand from your perspective, how have you changed in comparison to university and how has that person changed? Like Lebo said, the hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm done.
Thank
you. I'm done.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Seated With. You know where to check us out on our Instagram and TikTok at Seated With everywhere. We will see you guys next time for another episode. Seated with us, seated, seated, seated.